Nebraska Extension Almanac.
Pasture conditions could be at risk this spring following a very dry fall and winter. Extension educators Ben Beckman and Ryan Benjamin talk about how these conditions affect land leases and what factors need to be considered.
When you start to get into a deeper conversation, there's always a lot of things in a lease that are there as a consideration that are really good to have just to help with communication and help with making that agreement between the tenant and the lessee flow a little bit smoother. And a drought clause or a disaster clause is one of those things that, you know, I always recommend to folks to consider putting into a lease, especially when you've got a written lease, just to help with communication. Whenever we have, unfortunately, you know, a drought event or something that happens where the pasture's not producing to the levels that we think it should be or that it can produce, we kind of face a little bit of a dilemma because from the landowner's perspective, we don't want to do any long-term damage to that pasture by overgrazing it. You know, from a range management perspective, when we stress those plants, it can take a long time for those to recover full health and to really get back to the point where we can stock it to the level that we normally do if we really stress it over a drought period. So we don't want to do that from the landowner's perspective, but the lessee also is in a tight place because a lot of times, you know, they're planning on this for a forage resource. They might not have any other place to go with animals. They've shipped them sometimes a long distance, and turning around and having to ship them back is a difficult choice to make. So having some of these conversations ahead of time can really help make communication about what to do in case we do have a disaster or a drought a little bit easier and help to lay the framework a little bit so that way we're not having to make these decisions during the stressful time of a drought event when emotions might be running a little bit high or we're really scrambling to try to figure things out. This can help ease that process.
Ryan discusses definitions that could greatly affect lease terms.
There's a lot of different ways to measure drought. One of the things that's really important, obviously, is rainfall, but the timing of the rainfall can be really important as well and kind of how it comes. And so using some things other than just precipitation levels can really help us determine the severity of the drought and, you know, maybe how much we need to deal with it. Some things like soil moisture. You can actually clip and weigh your grass to have a direct measurement of how much forage you're producing. Things like the U.S. Drought Monitor are all good kind of measurements. One thing that we usually put out during drought years is an article on trigger dates, and it just kind of specifies different points throughout the growing season where things are happening phenologically with the grasses and how important moisture is at each point. And it kind of gives you some decision points to be able to maybe take some of the emotion out of a culling decision or sending cattle home, whatever the situation may be. So I think it's really important to have some sort of measurement that both parties can agree on so that it's not an emotional decision on either side. It seems like, you know, in the semi-arid environment that we live in, drought is a guarantee at some point. And so planning for it and having some good measurement systems in place just helps take the friction out of the situation, like Ben was saying.
Just laying some of those things out again so we have that communication laid out so expectations are clear across the board and so that we can be monitoring the situation, making decisions, kind of facilitating hopefully some better one-on-one communication, but just have that laid out so everything's agreed upon. Everything's clear, and we're not blindsiding anybody by asking them to pull off of a pasture when they weren't expecting it, or the landowner goes out and, geez, this looks terrible. Why are we overgrazing when they feel that we should have pulled out sooner?
There is much more information in this interview from the Beef Watch podcast offered by Nebraska Extension. To hear the entire interview, go to beef.unl.edu or download from Apple Podcasts. For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IANR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.